the largest unsolved art heist in history and one of the art world's most confounding mysteries happened right here in Boston almost three decades ago. Today, the value of those works is as high as $500 million, and that's for 13 pieces of art in total, including works by Rembrandt, Degas, and Vermeer. Since this heist, not only have there been no arrests, not one of the stolen artworks has been recovered. WBUR has teamed up with the Boston Globe to look deeper into this in a new podcast called Last Seen. This 10-part true crime story debuts today, and today and each Monday, WBUR's Bob Oakes will be checking in with senior producer and reporter for Last Seen, Kelly Horan, and Pulitzer Prize-winning Boston Globe reporter and consulting producer, Steve Kirkchin.
So, Kelly, let's start with you. After 28 years, why is the team now re-examining the Gardner art heist?
Because there are still so many questions to answer, and it was just too irresistible a prospect not to try. The Gardner heist is the most sensational, and by sensational I mean devastating, art heist in history. Not a single piece has come back. There's been not a single arrest made. So we wanted to ask, why is that? Why, after 28 and a half years, are we still essentially where we began?
Steve Kirkchin, to you, why hasn't the art been found?
There are several systemic reasons that come to mind. The FBI has been solely in charge of this investigation and has excluded the city and Boston City and state police forces from assisting them.
So there's been no cooperation between these agencies?
There is cooperation on assisting on specific requests, but there should have been, at the beginning, a cooperative team working. From what I see, that coordination has been sorely lacking in this case. And the authorities have not reached out, neither the museum nor the FBI, have reached out in a very systematic way to the public and asked for the public's help.
All right, back to the beginning. Kelly, in the first episode of the podcast, you take us back to the night of the theft, March 18th, 1990. What happened?
In this first episode, we take listeners right into the museum the night of the heist, when two men dressed as police officers bluffed their way in at 1:24 in the morning, and then the thieves went on to have their way with the museum for an astonishing 81 minutes. Art heists typically are in and out affairs. They just take a few minutes, they grab and go. So even the way that the heist happened raises questions like, why did they steal what they took? Why did they take 81 minutes? Did they have confidence that no one was coming? Which raises further questions that we delve into in subsequent episodes, such as, was it an inside job?
In the program, we hear firsthand from the guards who were inside the museum at the time. And Kelly, you spoke to one who's never spoken to reporters before.
That's right. This was the first time that this guard, who was only giving us his first name, Randy, has ever gone on the record publicly to describe in terrifying detail what he experienced the night that those two thieves made their way into the museum and tied him up in the basement.
They were immediately saying, follow instructions and you will not get hurt. And I just felt like, okay, don't try anything stupid. Don't try anything stupid. Go along with whatever they... There's nothing here in this museum that is worth my life.
You know, all these years later, when we spoke with Randy, he was still afraid. It's the reason he didn't want his last name used. He still thinks that these guys might be out there somewhere and could come back and retaliate.
The podcast Last Seen also features unprecedented access to the director of security at the Gardner Museum, Anthony Amore. Here's a little bit from him.
I'm an obsessive person by nature, so I'm hooked. I will never stop looking for them. If the museum fired me tomorrow, I would still keep looking for them. I'll never stop.
Kelly, what's Mr. Amore's role in all this?
Well, he is the Gardner's head of security, and he is the lead investigator of the Gardner investigation. And, you know, over the last 18 months, I have spent a lot of time with him, and what he says is true. He has spent more time on this than anyone else, and when these artworks come back, I believe that it will be Anthony Amore who brings them back.
All right, Steve Kirkchin, you've been, shall we say, obsessed with this case. You've written more than 50 stories on it for the Boston Globe over the years and a book. What drew you to it?
Well, there are both personal and professional reasons. Professionally, I was assigned to the story, and I was a founding member of the Globe Spotlight team. I'm a Boston boy. I grew up in the city. I went to school here. And my father was a successful commercial artist in the city, and he would visit the Gardner Museum often while he was a student for inspiration. So I have a personal tie to it. It's a mystery, but it's also a terrible loss to the city. And I want to do everything I can to help in recovery.
Okay, Steve Kirkjian, consulting producer and reporter of Last Scene. Thank you very much. We'll see you again.
Thank you for having me.
Kelly Horan, senior producer and reporter of Last Scene. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you again.
Thank you.
Download Last Scene today at Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, or listen at WBUR.org. And here on Morning Edition, each week we will dig into a new angle, from the FBI investigation to a possible Boston Mafia connection. Next week, was the gardener an inside job?
Funding for Last Scene is provided by Samuel Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is back just in time for fall here in New England. SamuelAdams.com. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Savor responsibly.